If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, can't wait to share with you what my mom has been texting me in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I think it's only normal right now that the majority, or at least a lot of our conversation and the conversations we're having with people around us surrounding COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember the last time you spoke about something different?
Really.
Someone in your life? Yeah.
No, everything's kind of revolves around that
Kim?
In some way. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not, yeah. It's kind of like creepy. Where the conversations are going. It is really important right now, when possible, to make an effort to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You have to.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I would ask you what you've been buying for the baby, or are you, I don't know.
Well, nothing, because I haven't been going on.
Or I'd ask, you're having a baby girl next month. Are you going to dress her in pink? Are you going to do the neutral color thing?
A little bit of pink. I think we're going mostly neutral. Thanks for asking.
See, he doesn't even want to talk about this. He seems anxious. It sounds like he thinks I'm asking stupid questions right now, given the circumstances. Don't necessarily believe that's true.
Right.
However, I did receive a text yesterday from my mom, and I'm like, oh, that seems really strange given everything that is going on. This is what it said. I might start a new feature, maybe even on our Facebook page at the Beat 92.5, like texts from Nikki's mom in quarantine. I don't know if I mentioned, but my mom is actually very high risk right now, which is really scary for her, for us, for our entire family. She has to take a medication that it's called a biologic drug.
Okay.
And it really suppresses your immune system. So
she
is somebody that really needs to be very careful, stay away from as many people as she can. And it's just sort of all in the back of my mind. Not only would she contract it a lot quicker than most people, being able to fight it off and deal with it would be very difficult for her. So, you know, when you hear people saying, when you see Francois Legault saying to the young people, like, stay inside, take this seriously, it's because of people like that. Mm-hmm. And we all know those people in our family. So she's at home. You would think maybe she's panicking a little bit. Not at all. I received this text from her yesterday. It says, good morning, honey. Do you like Birkenstock sandals? And would you wear them? They're supposed to be good on your back and feet. Your cousin Emily swears by them. Like, what is going on?
Was it a delayed text that she sent like a month ago that just came through?
She's doing some online shopping.
Okay.
Clearly is what is happening. I'm like, oh my gosh. This is like very different than all the conversations I've had all day. I just got off the phone with my cousin talking about Justin Trudeau's press conference. I'm like, what do I say here? And I'm like, I want to keep her spirits high right now. So I said, actually, I love them. I already have a pair. She's like, oh, good. Do you know why? Because she was thinking she might order a pair online for my birthday that's coming up in May.
Oh,
that,
nice.
that is where her head is right now. And I said, well, don't worry about it. I've got a pair. Thank you.
That's good. She's distracting herself. She's focusing on gifts.
the conversation, if you can relate to this at all, you can always text us at 92925. The conversation continued with her saying she was going to buy herself some, she thinks, and not sure if she's going to go with the 7.5 or the size 8, but she's gonna get the black pair. I'm like, wow,
whatever
mom,
takes her mind off
you're
things.
A special breed.
That's funny.
And I laughed a little bit yesterday. That was a good thing.
Yeah, my mom texts me. She likes to text me the updates for celebrities that have contracted the virus. But she's always like 2 days behind, right?
Okay, so, she doesn't listen to Nikki's biz.
No, she doesn't. But I take my friend's advice and I let her have those moments. You know, when she texted me,
yes,
you know, Tom Hanks has it. You know, 2 days after, I pretend like I heard it for the first time. Like, oh really? Oh my God, this is so shocking. I know. Can you believe it? Give her these moments.
Oh my gosh. So that's sort of what she's keeping up to date on.
Yeah,
everybody's
exactly.
Fine in their way. Everybody's dealing with it in a different way. Where is she getting her info, her entertainment?
That's a very good question. Not from Nikki's Biz, but I'll have to tell her to tune in.
Keep you much more up to date.
Seriously.
Here on Nikki's Biz. Vivian, are you making that effort?
I'm trying. It's really hard, you know, working at the hospital to talk about anything else. Like, it's difficult, but I'm trying to emphasize it. Let's talk about something else. Like, what did we talk about before all this? And let's try to just, you know, make an effort.
Yeah.
But it's hard, but we're really trying. And
well, Vivian, we'd like to give you an opportunity right now to maybe start a conversation talking about whatever you would like.
Okay, that's not a horrible idea.
Yeah, like what's top of your mind? Anything else but the obvious?
I don't know. I'm just trying to distract myself with shows right now.
So. Okay, so what are you watching?
Yeah, I'm driving into work. So for me right now, I'm just thinking about, oh my God, I'm driving into the hospital.
Right. First of all, what do you do at the hospital?
I'm in administration. I work at St. Mary's Hospital.
Thank you so much for doing what you do and getting up and going in there every day, honestly.
Thank you so much. It's really appreciated. And yeah, we're just, we're hanging in there.
You guys,
hopefully it passes.
Everybody, I'm assuming the staff right now must be feeling pretty tight and trying to be as supportive as you can be for everybody around you?
We are. You know, the managers are running around like crazy. They have meetings like probably every couple hours. So I feel really bad for them because they are available 24/7 to everybody. And we're just, it's really, it's an uncomfortable feeling. You feel it, but you know, we're trying, we're doing our best. And, you know, if you don't need to come in, don't come in. But of course, if you are sick, you do present to the emergency room.
Of course.
And hand washing, which is absolutely important.
Wash. Thank you.
Please,
like,
wash your hands.
Seriously, I can speak for everybody, and I know you can pass this along to your coworkers. Thank you from the bottom of
thank
our hearts.
So
we really
much.
Appreciate
we really
it.
We really appreciate it. We really do. Thank you so much.
Also, proof that we failed at not talking about COVID-19.
Yes.
So really quickly, Vivian, what are you watching on TV?
Yeah, when you get home, what's going
right
on?
Right now, I just started Outlander. Okay. So that's what I'm trying to talk about at work.
Okay.
I watched the show from 1945, actually.
Would you recommend it to other people? Would you recommend it to other people?
Of course.
I would, but it depends what you're into. Not everybody's
not
into, like, historical shows.
Okay.
Well, some people don't like historical shows, so I do. But I recommend it. It's, like, a good distraction.
All right.
I like
but unfortunately, there was a part where they were, like, talking about smallpox and quarantine. And
just skip that part.
yeah, we do. And again, look what we're back to talking about.
Yeah.
Take it away from it.
Next episode.
Yeah.
Exactly. Vivian, thank you so much. We had at least, I think we had 20 seconds of just meaningless television conversation
we'll
in there.
It.
And I think it means
perfect.
A lot.
I know. I loved your Birkenstock story, by the way. I wanted a pair and I don't have any.
So. well,
you should get on there.
My mom will be happy to buy you some, okay? Yeah. Send her your info.
My birthday is in November.
Perfect.
She's looking ahead that far. No worries.
Perfect. Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You, Vivian. Take Thanks. Care of yourself, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Debbie said, we're talking about how our kids are already driving us crazy. Yeah, you're not the only one. Definitely not
alone. Also top of mind.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
You had a bit of a rough night last night. Not a lot of sleep.
I've been up since like 1 or 1:30 this morning.
What happened?
Can you tell?
Yeah, a little bit.
Actually, you know, I felt really bad because a friend of mine had a panic attack and she had never had a panic attack before. And we're seeing that happening with people all around us. People suddenly saying, I'm not an anxious person and I have anxiety right now. You know,
it's creeping into the subconscious. It's popping up in people's dreams now, you know, so it's becoming more and more prevalent.
She actually had a panic attack while she was asleep too. Never having had one before. So in the middle of her sleep, she woke up and said, like, my body is numb. I could barely make it to the phone. I could barely walk. She tried to walk to the door to get a little bit of air. She ended up calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
She had no idea what was happening.
Right.
They took her to the hospital. They said, you don't have to come, but she was sure something was wrong, mm-hmm. as you are, especially when you have a panic attack for the first time. Took her there, checked her out, and said, this is what had happened. So she has to sort of, like, reevaluate. Just for example, like, she's at a time where there's so many things she cannot control, mm-hmm. really controlling the things that are closest to her. One of them, caffeine, making sure she's not drinking caffeine or drinking alcohol or those sort
right.
of things that can
right.
really contribute to that.
Right. I'm not very familiar with how panic attacks work, but from what I understand, I mean, it's pretty scary. Your whole body sort of seizes up and you don't really have control over your movement.
I mean, it's different for everyone, I
okay.
guess, like
okay.
the way that it works.
Okay.
I don't think that's true at all. No,
okay.
I don't think so. Put the
pieces together here.
Anyway, how are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. I mean, as you know, we have a baby on the way. April 7th is the due date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tough because we're wrapping our minds around not being allowed to have any visitors come see us in the hospital.
Isn't that your dream come true? You don't like
kind
people.
Kind of, but I also, you know, I also have parents that are very anxious and want to see her.
Of
and,
course.
And in-laws as well. And then once the baby comes home also, in a time when we're going to need a lot of help, to not know whether or not we'll be able to allow people in our homes is kind of a scary thought. So we're just trying to take it day by day and trying to assess things. But I mean, at the end of the day, we'll have to just make do with
you will have
with
to.
What it is, you know.
And, you know, maybe you'll even appreciate that solace. Kim, you had a baby once.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll appreciate it just being the three of them.
Yeah, I had that 1 week, nobody come to my house, please. I
just
want to get readjusted. Oh, okay. Once I'm settled, I'll start calling. It was about 4 days. I was like, okay, come see the baby.
Right.
Because I'm sure it can feel very overwhelming with everybody in there, everybody offering their opinion.
Yeah.
Your mom knows best. Her mom knows best. Everybody knows what you're supposed to be doing.
I mean, we were trying to, you know, draw our boundaries beforehand to let them know when they can and can't visit the baby. So this is kind of easy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a simple no.
Don't come.
It's not my fault, so don't give me flack.
The baby's going to be Instagram famous, so you'll just have to keep
right?
sharing all the pictures, FaceTiming people
whatever
as well.
Pays the bills.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, dealing with unique struggles right now and unique anxieties, and also some the same as well.
Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.